The Texas Education Agency has issued a new accountability report. I mean, accountability reports have been around for a long time, but it is a new format. And instead of schools receiving exemplary and acceptable and so on and so forth, there's a whole new format. And I know that's something that y'all are trying to get your heads around.
Absolutely. You know, as you indicated, there is a whole new format, a whole new system in place. It's the first time school districts have received ratings under this new system. It's a system that involves four indices, from student achievement, overall student achievement, to closing the achievement gap, to post-secondary readiness, to student progress from year to year. So it's got those four indices. And as a state, it's a new system where we continue to learn about the new system and how the numbers are crunched in order to get the final results that we're getting. Obviously, as a district, we want to do well. But that is not, we want to do well in any state accountability system or any accountability system, but that's not what drives us. We take it for what it is. It's a test that students took on one day during the course of the year. So it gives us data, but it's not the end all and tell all about CSISD. It's not what makes us successful, as a school district. We will continue to work hard to make sure that we're developing students who will be good citizens and give back to their community. We want to make sure we develop students that are problem solvers and critical thinkers and innovators. And so that is what is going to drive us, not performance on one test. We'll take the results for what they're worth and use them and to inform us as we make decisions and then continue to meet the needs of our students, I hope.
So in the eyes of the Texas Education Agency, how does CSISD look?
In the eyes of the Texas Education Agency, we met standards. The district met the standard, which is there's only one of two ratings, a met standard or improvement needed, or not sure the exact term even, but we met standard and all of our campuses met standard. And so we did what's reported is as high as you can get in terms of meeting the standard.
And where do you go from here in trying to extrapolate the state information, and is it going to be any easier or more difficult from the way it's been presented in the past?
Well, I think I'm not sure it's going to be any easier, Bill. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. It's a complicated system. It's certainly not going to be something that a parent can easily understand, and that's disappointing. It does give us some bottom-line information in terms of our student achievement and then the progress our students are making from year to year, how our student groups are performing, and then on post-secondary readiness. So it does give us a bottom line in those four areas, which obviously, any feedback that we can get is helpful. I always caution folks to read too much into anything that's just based on one test. I mean, we need to look at our students' 6 weeks grades. We need to look at our SAT and ACT student performance. Need to look at the percentage of kids who are in extracurricular activities such as band and choir and orchestra and athletics. We need to look at those sorts of things as much as we need to look at the performance of students on one single test. And so while it does give us good information, it is not the end-all of we're successful or we're not based on this one test. We will continue to push forward, as I said before, making sure that or doing our best to develop students who are going to be great citizens someday. I mean, isn't that what we want? We want kids to walk across the stage for College Station ISD who will be good citizens, be folks who will give back to their communities. We want kids who are going to be successful in the workforce and successful in post-secondary educational experiences. That's what we're after. So to the extent the results of the test can help us, then we'll use those to to help us as we make decisions for our students.
I'm looking at the news release I received from the TEA. In addition to the test, it also talks about student progress, closing performance gaps, and post-secondary readiness.
Well, all of that is based on the test.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is a test sliced and diced a number of different ways. Now, Index 4, which for us applies to A&M Consolidated High School, now, it does not apply to College Station High School yet because they haven't had graduates yet. And so Index 4 applies to A&M Consolidated High School and Timber Academy. It uses graduation rates and percentage of students who are graduating on the recommended or distinguished high school program. So for that one index, which only applies to high schools, they're looking at a graduation rate and the diploma for which students are graduating. That will have to change because the recommended high school program is that is being shifted under House Bill 5. So I'm not sure what that will look like in the future, but that's being shifted right now. It's interesting that this is the first year we're getting feedback on this new system, and the system will have to be changed because the legislature made a change, I think a positive one, with House Bill 5, but that will have to be shifted as well. So the student achievement, the student progress, and closing the performance gap, those three indices are based on a single test that students take. I mean, it's based on reading tests, math tests, social, closing performance gap and student progress is really based on reading and math.